Next, let's hear from a woman about how a rebirth, a deeper understanding of her spiritual nature, led to physical healing.
In college, I had a physical condition. It was a functional difficulty that brought on pain and great weakness. It made it very difficult for me to go about my activities as a college student. And in bringing a sense of healing to this problem, I turned to God. Now, this was very natural for me to turn to God for healing because in our family, I'd seen many examples of God's healing power through prayer. In fact, my mother was healed of an enlarged heart that the doctors diagnosed and held really no hope for her. So, in my time of need, it was very natural for me to turn to God for healing. I also called a Christian Science practitioner to pray with me. Now, a Christian Science practitioner is one who devotes their life to praying for healing for others through the application of God's laws and of the teachings of Christ Jesus. So she and I prayed together. One of the things that was so important in my prayer was a statement that Christ Jesus made. And he said, "Call no man your father upon earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven." To me, he was saying that our true selfhood is spiritual. It's of God. And this really is the origin or the foundation of spiritual new birth, is to understand where we come from, that we come from God, that God is our Father. And this gives us a great sense of peace and comfort. We are then turning away from a material sense of self. And this is just what I needed because the thought that I was subject to material laws and material disease was very frightening. But this statement that God was my Father, that I was spiritual, and that I was subject to His laws of love, His law of harmony, was a real anchor in this experience. Another statement that was very helpful to me in my prayers was a statement that Christ Jesus made, and that was, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." It was a wonderful statement because it says, "Be ye therefore perfect." It was right in the now. And in looking up that word perfect, it meant completely good, sound and whole. And this was just a wonderful insight to see that I could be perfect. I could feel and express this wholeness and goodness and soundness because God was my Father and I was His child, His image and likeness. This situation was not healed immediately. It got to the point where I thought maybe I should drop out of college because it was it was difficult. But through it all, there was just that light of the Christ that was just shining ever so faintly, maybe in my thought. I would reach out to God at those darkest moments. I really reached out to God with my whole heart, and in those moments, I always felt His presence, and I felt a sense of hope. There was always an answer. There was a relief physically, but there was a wonderful insight into my spiritual identity that moved me forward. And this was part of the new birth that was taking place in my thought, turning away from a material sense of myself and being lifted up through the Christ to see my spiritual self as free and complete and perfect. As a result of this prayer and study, there was physical change. In fact, there was a complete healing. It was really remarkable because I had a very heavy load of classes to take, and I had a 5-year program that I finished in 4 years, And I was able to finish the program, and I finished with honors. And so that healing took place a number of years ago, and there's never been any return to that symptom, just complete freedom. And I love to think of Mrs. Eddy's statement that she wrote about the new birth, when she says, "The new birth is not the work of a moment. It begins with moments and goes on with years, moments of surrender to God, of childlike trust and joyful adoption of good, moments of self-abnegation, self-consecration, heaven-born hope, and spiritual love." This really describes, to some degree, what I felt during my experience. And this new birth has continued to go on, because the birth, the new birth, reveals, continually reveals what is already present. It reveals the presence of our spiritual selfhood as a child of God, perfect and forever coexistent with our Father, Mother, God.
That was Janet Clements of Barrington Hills, Illinois.